You are watching the Hoop Central podcast right here on Spirit Live. Hey, how is it going? Everyone, welcome back to the Hoop Central podcast, episode 2 of season 3. And we got a great episode in for you today. You know what this is. This is the best podcast for all things basketball, especially when you're coming from a different lens. We talk about everything, not just the mainstream topics. We talk about college basketball. We talk about WNBA. We talk about the players that don't get the shine. But in this episode, we're going to look at things and a mainstream lens because it's the start of the NBA season and why not. But it's your boy Nakeem Khan. Alongside me is my boy Malik Mata Marrera. And Malik, talk to the people. How you been this past week?
I've been doing fantastic. Nakeem and I have been hustling. We've been busy. But one of the best parts of our week is recording this Hoop Central episode 2 podcast right here.
We thought we were going to have one of our other co-host on this episode, but timing, everything just didn't work out. But next episode, I guarantee you 100%, hey, he's going to be here. And if he's not, you guys can do something bad to me. I'll give you guys permission to expose me on Instagram, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I put a picture of me too somewhere, my childhood or something.
There's probably something, an old take that we said in an episode that was really bad, and you guys can get us back on it. But hey, one thing that you guys can definitely get us back for is our predictions when it comes to the standings of each conference. I know there's some bad predictions I've had. There's also been some good ones, but no one ever ends up picking the good ones. But Malik has definitely had some bad ones, but he's also had some good ones. He predicted the Utah Jazz to be a top team in the West when we all laughed at him. And look what happened. Boom. Utah's been one of the top teams in the West for the past few seasons. But with that being said, we're going to get into our 2021-2022 NBA standings for the Western Conference. We did do the East. If you want to check that out, make sure to listen after you listen to this episode of the podcast. We had that in our first debut episode of this new season. But Malik, you know what? I'll start things off because I want to see if Malik agrees with me, and then we can hash it out a little bit. But
yes, sir. All the mic is yours, bro.
At number 10, I think they're going to be a play-in team for sure this year. I think this is the year, and what I've seen so far also encourages my belief. But the Sacramento Kings, I got the Sacramento Kings at number 10. The fact they're not playing Marvin Bagley is kind of weird to me. I know the whole situation, that relationship is kind of done, but to have a guy like that and not play him and not want to trade, I don't understand what they're going to do with him. But besides that, they just beat the Suns, game-winning 3 by Harrison Barnes. He's looking to take that step, you know, that veteran leadership, being that steady scorer for them.
He is killing it.
He is amazing. Like, I think he has found his role as an NBA player, and he's thriving as it. De'Aaron Fox, I'm ready for another big jump from him. Hopefully get into that all-star discussion. Davion Mitchell, I mean, off-night. What a fitting nickname, because he... One thing I was worried about with the Kings was they have all these guards. Like, they have De'Aaron Fox, they have Tyrese Halliburton. You have a lottery pick. Why are you drafting another guard? And I just didn't think it made any sense. But Davion Mitchell has come in and he has been clamping. I mean, his first three games, he was playing who? Like, I think it was Damian Lillard, Steph Curry,
and the Jazz.
And the Jazz and Donovan Mitchell, yes. And he was holding them to like under 30, like 30% shooting from the field. And that one play against Donovan Mitchell, he just grabbed it out of his hands.
So just like last episode, we are starting off the exact same, because I got the Sacramento Kings at number 10 as well. Step one is already complete. Nakeem said it all. I think each prospect on that team hasn't reached their full potential, but they possibly can. Absolutely. And I think Luke Walton is one of the reasons that is preventing Sacramento Kings from attaining that playoff berth. Okay.
That's, I like how we're on the same page right now, but it's scaring me because it always goes like this. We start off similar and then it just gets, there's something there. And I don't know when it's going to come, but I know Malik has something that's going to make me react. But anyways, keep going. Let's hear number 9. It gets tough.
I don't want this team to be number nine, but I have a feeling it's going to be like a bad luck season for them. And I love this team. It's one of my favorite teams in the West and one of my favorite players. Hmm. I have the Trailblazers at number nine.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Okay. The key said okay. I was waiting for the reaction.
All right.
I want them to get fifth or sixth seed. That's the highest they'll go with them, but it's still too early. Damian Lillard is having an off week that I haven't seen in a very long time, but I'm sure he'll get it going. I'm a believer of Dame. I see a trade in the future. I think Nasir Little is going to be the top player to see in Portland right now because he's killing it with the start. Yeah. CJ McCollum is killing it. And that
what's happened to Robert Covington?
Like Robert Covington, I was about to say, I don't know what is going on.
He used to be the ideal 3-and-D player, and literally he's just become bad. Like, bad.
I'm just reading comments. Very sloppy with the ball. It's slow. He reduced his speed during the offseason. I don't know what happened. That's like the Trailblazers fans talk about that. But I would say Trailblazers are going to make a big run at the trade deadline to acquire a big star to push. I see Covington and Nurkic going by the trade deadline.
Nurkic. Sure. Okay. Trailblazers are number nine. I guess I'll go into my number nine team. And let's see if this surprises Malik at all or anything. But at number nine, I have the Minnesota Timberwolves. I am really high on the Timberwolves this season. And the only thing that's going to prevent them from getting into the play-in or into the playoffs is health. Like, I think they have all the pieces. Like, there is no reason when you look at the Timberwolves and you look at the Memphis Grizzlies, for example, on paper, that the Timberwolves should be a drastically worse team than the Grizzlies. I think, bar for bar with players, they are just as good, if not better. You have the star player, Karl Anthony Towns, right? Same thing with Ja Morant on the Grizzlies. I'm just using this team to compare. Anthony Edwards has taken a jump. Like, I mean, he's taken a huge jump.
Massive jump.
D'Angelo Russell, finally healthy. The only major thing is that Malik Beasley has become a complete non-factor. And it makes sense because now that everyone's healthy, there's more offensive load on those big three guys. Exactly. But it's crazy. He went from a 20-point scorer, and he's averaging like 4.6 points a game. It's insane. But
yeah,
I think as a collective, they have this like youth movement, and they also have these veterans that are in there that provide such much needed experience. Patrick Beverley, I think, was a great get for them because it brings that toughness that they lack. You know, young teams lack that toughness, and he's going to probably instill that within Anthony Edwards. And I just think that they have so much potential. And one thing I want to say that me and Malik both want to stress, that these 7-10 can easily change, because this is probably like a one game difference between all these teams when it's all said and done. But I personally have the Timberwolves at number nine. I just think they have so much potential, so much talent, and health is the only thing that's going to derail them. They should be there. And just like the team I was comparing them to, I got the Memphis Grizzlies at number eight.
Woo!
And I wanted to put them higher, but the talent in the West is just so good. And the only reason I wouldn't put them higher, I've had this conversation with a lot of people. The only thing preventing the Grizzlies from being a top team in the West, or at least a competitor for one of those upper seeds, is Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, what are you going to get from him? It's the same thing that's preventing the Mavericks from being really good. What is Porzingis going to give you? You know what Ja's going to give you. You know what those role players, Desmond Bain, Dylan Brooks is out, but they've still been playing really good. You don't know what Jaren Jackson is going to bring you. And one thing I don't like is that he's a big man who's falling in love with a three-point shot. It should be one of those things where he has it as a weapon, but it's not his go-to.
So a little switcheroo. So number eight, I have Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
I got Minnesota at eight, and I got Trailblazers at nine. That's going to trigger quite a bit of people, but they could do it. I believe they're going to make an actual playoff spot this year. I would be surprised if they go to another year of retooling, culture reset. Like Nakeem said, the tools are there for Cat and D'Lo and Anthony Edwards to form that big three, and then decide where to go on from there. You got Patrick Beverley to help the bench. You got Naz Reid. Number eight is Minnesota. I feel like they could do it this year. I think it doesn't matter what team, they'll give them a lot of competition, and they'll give it 110% every time they step onto the court. So
definitely, definitely. They just like
Minnesota.
They just have so much firepower. So once they start clicking, it's going to be tough to stop them. But all right, you got Minnesota number and you number eight.
So I have number seven, though.
All right, let's hear what number seven is. Let's hear. Your face alone is scaring me.
Oh, you're going to be mad. Number seven, I've had this team top five, top four every year. But number seven is the Denver Nuggets this year for me.
Ooh.
The injury of Jamal Murray is going to be very detrimental for the season for Denver this year. I feel like Mike Malone is still trying to find rotation, and he's mixing and matching. I noticed that Composito's now starting. Monty Morris is starting. He's doing a decent job, but I think his inconsistencies with shooting and his size makes him a liability on the other side of the court on defense. So it's tough. Will Barton is my favorite player this year on this team. He's
playing as how he should be playing.
Killing it this year. And I was Denver. I'm not sure. I would make him run the bench for me, because I feel like he could give that boost to the bench, and the bench needs a lot of help. I want Barton to start, but I feel like having depth is better. You could still give him that 30 minutes, 31 minutes.
Yeah, like game, a Jordan Clarkson type of player, you know?
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson.
Provide a boost off the bench. Yeah.
I would put like PJ Dozier to start maybe alongside with them. Or with Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, and Jokic. So, you know what? Everything's there for you to make a run at a top five seed, maybe a top four seed, but I feel like they're going to just fall short. Jamal Murray will get introduced probably maybe around February, March possibly, but it's going to be a slow return for him to get back to form.
You know what's crazy? We both have a team that's been riddled with injuries, or at least suffering from a big injury. I do not have the Denver Nuggets at seven. I do have someone else at seven, though. And that is the Los Angeles Clippers. I have the Clippers at number seven. So that's another team that's facing injury. And that's because of Kawhi Leonard. I think he's out for the entire season. If he was to come back, it would be like April, right? It would be like very close to the postseason time, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But from what I've seen, there's just something that's lacking with that team. You know, obviously what they did in the playoffs last year was remarkable, but is Reggie Jackson able to make every single shot he takes again? Eric Bledsoe has been decent. You're gonna need an MVP Paul George type of season, that OKC Paul George, to really show up if you want to be real contenders in the West.
Hey, before you list your number six, like I got a Malik bomb to go on.
Malik bomb. Hey, shout out Woj, but we got a Malik bomb.
So you talk about the Clippers, right? I don't have the Clippers making the playoffs. They're out. Oh. I have them 11th. Oh.
See, this is interesting.
There you go.
I'm not going to react too crazy right now. But there is a team that you said already that I don't have in my playoffs.
Well, okay.
You don't have the Clippers, and I don't have the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
Wow, so, that is
look at this is like a Clippers. It's like a, I don't have the Clippers and you don't have the Blazers. Wow. Look at this.
This is hey, we might have some people heated. A lot of fans might be like, how do you not have the Clippers? Wait, how does this guy not have the Blazers? Do this guy even watch basketball? Hey, trust me, we watch a lot of basketball. Number six. This team, I want them to be higher, but they just lack depth. I just think they just lack depth. Without this one star that they have, I can't trust anyone else. New head coach, so we don't know what can happen. But I got the Dallas Mavericks at number six. We all know Luka's going to be Luka. And I talked about it before. What are you going to get from Porzingis? Is Tim Hardaway going to be on fire? Or is he going to miss his shots? I don't know if they're going to... Who's going to be their steady rotation? And, you know, I don't know who to count on from the Dallas Mavericks, right? But the only person I know who I'm going to get consistency from is Luka. He's going to be Luka. He's going to do Luka magic. He's going to do all that. But with the other teams in the West, I just don't think they, especially for the regular season. In the playoffs, it could be a whole different beast because that's when the stars shine. But for regular season, I think they're going to lose a lot of games. There's already games where they've played where I thought they should have won, but they didn't. just based on how they played overall as a team. But at number six, I definitely have to go the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, there we go. There we go, because I got the Mavericks at 6-2.
Okay, so we're getting back on the same page here. We had a little bit of a hiccup, but we're getting back
on the same page. We're back on the same page. Honestly, I think the difference makers will be the people who come off the bench. I think your firepower is someone like Jalen Brunson, Dorian Finney-Smith, doing the little things that make the biggest impact on the court.
Definitely.
Me. So, you know, I watch quite a bit of Mavericks basketball, surprisingly. And, you know, I see what goes on. And I feel like a Porzingis trade is... just it's destined to happen. It has
really?
To. It has to. I think if the Mavericks are top three or four coming trade deadline, Porzingis is not going anywhere. But if they're lower than that, I say they're gonna want a little bit of a push. So I feel like Porzingis could be interest with the team who's willing to secure a decent package for Dallas. So number five is probably my biggest surprise on the list, because I have them really high and I love this team. They're kind of like my Denver Nuggets of last year. I got the Memphis Grizzlies at fifth seed right now.
Okay.
I mean, Memphis has totally surprised me, but I think they could actually keep this up season. At fifth. Yeah, CC.
Yeah, I just took it in. I was like, oh, I have them at eight. You have them at five. Okay.
It took 8-5. Big jump. That's why I was like, woo, for Memphis. So I feel like they're the team that's going to stand out most out of everybody. They're that team that's going to come out of nowhere and kind of hit that punch or hit that jab. Yeah. The teams are going to be like, how did they do that? And I think they're good. I think they're going to be the number one team in close game situations. In probably the fourth quarter with a minute, two minutes to go. And I think you have created a bench unit that can feed off each other at high pressure moments. And definitely. Like you said, Tyus Jones, De'Anthony Melton, Desmond Bane. Once Brooks comes back, we'll see what happens. But I think Memphis is absolutely killing it. So I got Memphis at number five.
At number five, I had the team that you had at number seven. I have the Denver Nuggets. I don't have them in the top four, but I think they're still going to be right there. I put all my poker chips on Jokic. I trust him. I trust him. He makes everyone around him better. Look at the way everyone plays when he's on the court. The plus minus is insane. He had like 24-7 in 15 minutes against the Jazz before he got injured. Like he had a game high in points and didn't even play the second half. Like, he's insane. So I think the Nuggets are going to be up there. Nothing more to say other than the things you already said.
Facts.
But at number four,
here we go.
The top four teams, there's not that much of a drama compared to the bottom, you know, from five downwards or six onwards. But these teams, this could really, I don't know who's going to land in which spot. Like, this was me just shooting in the dark. Literally shooting in the dark.
Me too.
At number four, they're going to be back to being their original selves that made them famous, that made them the stars of the NBA.
Yes, sir.
The Golden State Warriors.
Yes, sir.
The way they're playing right now is amazing basketball. They're playing that same type of ball movement, that pace and space that they played back in like 2015 to, 2017, 2018. Mm. And now they're getting Klay Thompson back. They're getting Klay back. Steph doesn't have to do it all by himself anymore. I can't wait. And I love one thing. I love watching them play because they play a beautiful brand of basketball. And I think everyone obviously hated them for the KD thing, but they just play this type of basketball that's so entertaining. And they have a guy in the NBA. I think two guys. I think the top two, actually. When they get on fire, I think they're the most entertaining people to watch in the NBA. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, when they're feeling it, they are so fun to watch. But they're who I have at number four.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I have the Golden State Warriors at number four. I think everyone seems rejuvenated. We're going to see the reinvention of the Splash Bros come Christmas time or beginning of January, first week. Jordan Poole's a dark horse right now.
Oh, definitely.
Just killing it for most improved player. Kevin Looney starting doing a great job kind of spreading that floor, being that floor spacer, creating shots for everybody. Draymond's doing his thing. Everyone just kind of got 5-10% better, I feel like, during the offseason. They really worked. Okay, so we got three teams left. I got the Suns at third spot for me. I got Suns at number three. A bit of a slow start, but this year has to be DeAndre Ayton's year, or else he's not going to get that extension. I feel like he's going to be option number two Chris Paul would be option number three for me, to be honest with me.
I would do the same thing.
Because DeAndre Ayton, he's capable of a lot. He's shooting his three now. So I feel like that big three of Chris Paul, Booker, Ayton will kill. I think Sarge is still injured. So when Sarge comes back,
that's tough for them.
Provide a bit of a boost at the four spot. I want to see a lot more of Jalen Smith because I feel like he's a very underrated prospect.
They draft him as a lottery pick. And no one has seen.
I'm like, yo, where is this guy? I'm like, play him.
Suns are also my number three. I just feel so bad for them because I think last year was the perfect opportunity for them. I personally don't feel they're going to get that close ever again with this core that they have. Maybe when Chris Paul moves on and they get, you know, Devin Booker stays, someone else, you know, add another piece. But they just, in this West, I think they're going to be a good regular season team. But in the playoffs, I just think there's teams better than them. They're going to execute better than them. The only thing is that everyone performs how they should and knows their role and doesn't do anything more than that, which is great. Everyone plays as a team. And I also agree that they're going to be three, but these two teams, I just think there's one, I think is a crazy talented team that there's no way they don't do as good as they do. And the other one's just a well-oiled machine to perfection. And I think the adjustments they made in the offseason is going to make them better. So I think we have the same teams right here throughout.
Ooh, let's see.
At number two, I have the Los Angeles Lakers. And that reaction, you might have them different, but there's not much I have to say about the Lakers. Everyone talks about them, so everyone already knows everything about them. I just think they have the most talented set of players on a team in the Western Conference, but I think regular season is going to be tough for them because there's a lot of chemistry building. There's a lot of figuring out who plays with who, rotations, who do you want to play in this bar? You know, Kendrick Nunn hasn't played yet because he's been out. So you got to bring Kendrick Nunn in. Wayne Ellington hasn't played because he's been out. He's definitely going to be a big contributor.
Yeah.
So there's going to be guys right now who are playing who aren't going to get minutes. Like Austin Reeves has been a big player for them, but he's not going to get minutes. So Malik Monk is not going to be getting that 25 plus minutes per game that he's getting right now. So there's a lot of adjustments going to come, and I want to see how they adjust to that. But you have Westbrook, you have LeBron, you have AD. There's no reason why you shouldn't be a top three team in the Western Conference. There's no reason. And that's who I got number two. So Malik, let's hear it.
Number two, I got the Los Angeles Lakers too. So you're on the same page. There's, like the team said, there's way too much firepower. You have like the arguably the best big three in the league. Westbrook, LeBron, and AD. But then you have Kyrie, Durant, and Harden on the other side. But Kyrie's not playing. So you have the clear space to say that it's the best big three in the league. There's no reason for them to be a top.
There's no reason, yeah.
Top three, let alone maybe the best number one in Western Conference. They could do it off to a slow start, but I have a feeling they're going to get it going. A lot of people are saying Frank Vogel's coaches on the line his job, so I'm very surprised. I think it's too early to say.
It's too early. He's already won a championship.
So I don't think his job be on the line just like that. We know that Lakers fans can be hot and cold at times.
Definitely.
Well, when it comes to going on losing streaks, but I understand. So like Nakeem said, Lakers number two. I have the number two as well. Number one, my favorite.
Hey,
my boys.
This is the year. This has to be the year.
Nakeem and I are already in agreement because you're the same. The Utah Jazz. This is it. Your bench is crazy.
I think this is their Milwaukee Bucks year. Not saying they're gonna win the championship, but they need to show that they can make it deep in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because you're a great regular season team. We know you're gonna be great in the regular season, but are you gonna be able to do it when it matters? Because I know you're supposed to talk right now. I'll just say this one thing.
No.
You were going up against a Kawhi-less Clippers team and lost back-to-back games.
Lost that series. Ray Jackson, Terrence Mann.
You were up 20-plus points in Staples Center and let Terrence Mann drop 40 on you.
Drafting Jared Butler. Adding Rudy Gay. Adding Eric Pascal. Hassan Whiteside.
Yes.
Wow, this bench is crazy. This bench is good. You have the balance of young, talented stars alongside with veteran presence. Those two equal finals. You could do it. Utah, I believe in you guys. This is it. The starting lineup is the same as last year. You know, if it keeps up this pace, you really don't have to do any more trades. Conley, Mitchell, Bogdanovich, Gobert, and then Ingles. Royce O'Neal. Sorry,
Royce O'Neal. Yes,
Royce O'Neal is like that glue guy you need on every team. He just makes everything better. I think he has the best plus minus on the Jazz. Possibly.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So nothing more to say about this team. This team is absolutely going to kill it. I'd be surprised if they're let alone fourth seed.
I agree with Malik for the exact same reasons. The one thing that I think they did great in addressing was you needed a little bit more when the going gets tough, and you brought in some guys who really help address that. Eric Pascal adds that stretch four ability. Oof. And we've seen in his rookie season what he could do with the Golden State Warriors. He can score the basketball. Killing and it. Now he has a more reduced role, so he could play more comfortably, a little bit more into his liking. The one thing I like, though, I'll say this quick. The Hassan Whiteside move is underrated, because the one thing they had to do when Rudy Gobert came out of the game, they had to change their entire play style with whoever was at the five and play, whether it was a five out, and change the way they play defensively and things like that. Now, when Rudy Gobert comes out the game, there's not like a crazy drop off when you put Hassan Whiteside in, because he fills that Rudy Gobert role. He's a good rim protector. He's limited on offense, but he can set good screens. He's going to get the tip ins, things like that. So I think they're consistent with how they want to play. They're really banking on Rudy Gobert being that guy who's going to help them get there. Mm-hmm. We've seen what happened when teams went small. The Clippers went small, and the Jazz were completely vulnerable because they couldn't play Gobert because he was a defensive liability, which is crazy to say. Defensive player of the year became a defensive liability.
Yeah, that's insane. He's coming. He's almost him and DeAndre Ayton are coming in this year with a chip on their shoulder.
Definitely.
But Gobert is arguably right now, you could say, number one on Jazz right now, because Don Mitchell is off to a little bit of a slow start.
But Gobert
is number one on this team right now. So continue to do his thing. Free throws is the only thing.
Practice
and that's it.
And they're gonna be up there. I see no reason why they wouldn't be the best team in the West. It's just about what they're gonna do in the playoffs. I don't know how good they're gonna be, but Rudy Gay, great addition. Oof. I think Jordan Clarkson is gonna continue to be that flamethrower off the bench. But I think that wraps up our top 10. We had some team. You don't have the Clippers in there. I don't have the Portland Trailblazers in there. One team that we both don't have in there. The New Orleans Pelicans.
I was just about to say, I was thinking about that one too.
I'm disappointed because I want them to be in there, but
me too.
Where do they fit? And not having Zion this first month is going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Losing Lonzo too hurt. But Devontae Graham's had a great start.
And Nikhil Alexander-Walker
like 18, 19 points a game.
Nikhil Alexander's averaging like 16. So
I just don't know with them. They have a new coach, Willie Green. I don't know how it's going to be, they're another team that could definitely make it. They can definitely make the play in, but if they don't, that's kind of a disappointment. But Malik, any other things you want to add on to this list that you want to say about any teams before we close things off?
Yeah, I would say Nikhil and I didn't really react dramatically. We did have, I think, differences between Memphis Grizzlies and the Los Angeles Clippers Portland Trailblazers, but I guess the rest of the teams that didn't make it, we didn't include Oklahoma. We didn't
Houston. We're not good.
And I had, beginning of this year, I had Spurs 8th.
Really?
I had Spurs 8th.
Did you see them lose that lead against the Mavericks, and you saw them lose that game against the Lakers, that collapse?
I love the Spurs. I just not a lot of experience, too young. You lost Doug McDermott to injury right now. I'm not sure how long he's gonna be out. Just
you don't know, is Zach Collins healthy or is he still out?
He actually got re-injured again.
Oh my god!
For the third time.
He's like attracted to injuries. Like they just can't leave him.
Poor guy.
The Spurs are just like the Raptors. They just can't score. They just can't get that consistency in scoring. But I like the list. I didn't react crazy. The Clippers one probably would have got me craziest, but I can understand because Kawhi's out. So that was a tricky one for me too. But we want to know, how do you guys feel about this list? We could tell by your reactions and stuff. Message us. You know how to reach us at Nakeem Khan on Instagram. Malik, what's your socials? Let them know.
Malik M32001 on Instagram. Yes, sir.
You can hit them up. Basketball fans and ladies. Ladies too. He is affordable. But yes,
sir. And you know, Nakeem's always looking dapper. So very, very, very professional all the time. So just, you know, you could tell by his Instagram page, the first impression, the first picture. It's like,
I am blushing. I'm blushing right now. You can't make me get flustered while I'm trying to do my job right now. Come on now. But hey, this was the episode 2 for season 3 of the Hoop Central podcast. We hope you enjoyed our breakdown of our predictions for the standings. We'll obviously revisit this when it gets close to the end of the season. But be sure to check in next week, where we'll be looking through more of storylines that's happening with the NBA season currently, and finally being able to talk about this season's NBA basketball.
Love it.
But it's been your boy Nakeem.
It's been your boy Malik.
And we will see you guys next week on the Hoop Central podcast right here on Spirit Live. Take care,
sir.
Everyone.
Yes, sir.